Hi, everyone. So, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Korach. And, of course, Parshas Korach identified as Parshas Zu Yafa Nidreshes. It's a very well-darshan Parsha. So, we begin with the understanding Vayikach Korach that Korach took, and Rashi notes that Korach took himself to one side in order to distinguish himself from the group in order to argue on the kahuna. So the late great Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zecher Tzadok Livracha, the famous Mirror Rosh Yeshiva, originally from Chicago, explains that Klal Yisrael were in a situation of Shlemus as one nation with one heart, Kishachad B'Leib Echad, united, full. And when that happens, there's no possibility of being able to rip apart. The intention of Korach and his henchmen was to destroy the Shlemus. With what? With Leitzanus. Leitzanus comes from being outside of a situation and denigrating it. How often do we see that sometimes, where people get pulled apart because somebody just was joking? It was just a joke, but sometimes just a joke can be more than just a joke. We're also told that it was not only him, but it was also Own Ben Pelas. And the Gemara notes the contrast between Mrs. Korach, on the one hand, and Mrs. Ben Pelas, Mrs. Own Ben Pelas, on the other hand. What's the basis of the difference? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Hatzal suggests that while Mrs. Own Ben Pelas held her husband away from the machlokes, Mrs. Korach didn't do so. In fact, quite the opposite. The Gemara says she encouraged it. And Rav Chaim notes that this is typical of a Baal machlokes, right? A Baal machlokes loses common sense, and that's a real danger over here, and it's a real situation in life. The Netziv notes that we see the classic Ezer Kenegdo situation here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Lo tov hayos ha'adam levado, es elo Ezer Kenegdo. It's not good for a person to be alone. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes an Ezer, a helper, who can work against you. And here we see a classic example. Mrs. Ben Pelas, she worked against Own, and it helped. Mrs. Korach, she didn't. She was an Ezer, and quite honestly, it destroyed him. But what was the basis in each of the women that made them make such different decisions? So once upon a time, we came together and we discussed the fact that while Mrs. Korach sees something problematic, she really knows how to just complain about it. Mrs. Own Ben Pelas sees a problem, she does something about it. That's one of the major differences in life when you have a partner. A partner in life has to be there to help us work through our problems and to help us do something about our bad situations, not just to keep highlighting it over and over with no purpose for the future. So Korach comes ahead and he makes an argument. Ki kolo ayda kulam kedoshim. Everything is holy. Everyone is holy. Is that a fair claim? Are we supposed to learn the concept of conformity for religion within the parsha? Samari Rabbi Rav Shechter would regularly remind us that when we discuss halacha, we talk about dalet amos of halacha, that there are halachic boundaries to a space. There's a reshus of halacha, which are bound by the boundaries of the things that are asur and things that are mutter. But within the boundaries, there's plenty of space for different expressions of Torah life. Rav Shechter would often tell us that there are different modes of tefillah, each one unique to each of the Shvatim, plus a third one, a 13th one that was used in the Beis Hamikdash. This is brought down, he used to tell us, from Rabbi Avram Gumbiner, the famous Magen Avram. And this is the intention of the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara notes that I live and my friend lives. Ani beria v'chaveri beria. Hu melach t'chob asadev, ani melach t'chob ha'ir. We can live in different places, we can have different jobs, but we all have a responsibility to bring ourselves central to our theme, that from wherever we come from, we stand within the reshus of halacha, and we stand to serve Avinu Shabashamayim. So Korach goes ahead and he makes his claim. But Dasan and Aviram, let's not forget about them. They make the claim, Aplo al eretz avas chalavu dvash avi osanu vatitein lanu nachla sada vacherem v'hinei anashim ayim tenaker lo nala. When Moshe Rabbeinu requested them to come to him to discuss the situation, they complained. They said, you didn't do anything. And even if you gouge out the eyes of those men, we will not come up to you. Dasan and Aviram, what was their problem? So the Rashbam notes that their problem came up after the issue of the Meraglim and the punishment that came from their sin. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, though, explains that Dasan and Aviram's words related directly to the fear of the Kenani warriors. And what was up with all of this? So the Rosh Yeshiva and Kerem B'Yavne, Rav Aaron Friedman, Shalita, explains that as in the land of Mitzrayim, Dasan and Aviram also showed that they could not deal with the difficulties that are inherent in the process of Geula and going out to freedom. They're the same people who flinch at the need to fight against the nations of Canaan and are not able to bear the need of the long wait in the desert until entering the land. Sometimes in life, we don't get things easy. We have to work at them. In fact, those are the things we need to work at. Only one thing can satisfy people. That's a complete redemption now and without effort. And that's something Dustin and Aviram would not stop for. And, of course, that is a challenge because sometimes we have to work at things. And we have to have what they call in good old-fashioned Israel, savlanut. And either we have it and we're saved by it, or we don't and we suffer in the process. Dasan and Aviram have this difficulty. So Korach responds, Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Al tifen al minchasam. Right? Don't look at their mincha. And why does Moshe Rabbeinu refer to their offering as a mincha? And why does Moshe Rabbeinu need to daven not to have their mincha accepted? And why does Moshe Rabbeinu look like he needs to defend himself to Hashem? Lo chamor achad mehem nasasi, lo hariosi es achad mehem. It sounds like he goes on the defensive. That's so not Moshe Rabbeinu-like. So Rabbi Tzalel Rudinsky Shalita compared this to a situation to that of a person in the Ir Miklat, whom the Gemara notes in Makos on Daf Yad Aleph Amar Aleph, had a power of tefillah that can cause even the Kohen Gadol to die. Moshe was afraid that the people, albeit undeserving, would offer their souls to Hashem. After all, the Karba Mincha symbolizes the soul, right? And they would have their souls, Korban, be accepted. And it might overcome a small claim against Moshe. Therefore, Moshe asked Hashem, Al tefen al minchasan, don't accept their mincha. Because I never did anything to them, and so their tefillah should not be accepted over mine. So requested Moshe Rabbeinu. So what are we told? We're told that indeed that is the way it went out. And the ground opened up like a sinkhole in Shari Tzedek, and it swallowed all of the people of Korach Vahadaso. But we're also told that Ve'esh yatzam elfnei me'es Hashem batochal es chamishim ha'amasayim ish, that a fire went out from Hashem and it consumed the 250 people. Now, why was there a need for two separate punishments? The late great Torah Vedasra Sheshiva of Gedaliah Shor suggested that there were two different motivations between the 250 people and Korach. The 250 Makrivei HaKetoras, they just wanted more spirituality. So just like Nadav and Avihu wanted more Ruchnius, and they did things they shouldn't have done, they brought their own Eish, their own Ketoras, they wanted more Ruchnius. And so therefore, these people died as Nadav and Avihu did. Korach was motivated purely by Gaiva. Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shalita, another Torah Vedas Rosh Yeshiva, added that there's an important lesson to be learned here. Namely, if one wants to achieve a goal, especially a spiritually advancing one, and the person who can help you is a Rasha, so you need to consider the fact that he's helping you, but he's helping you for his own reasons. Two punishments, two motivations, right? But at the same time, ultimately, everyone paid with their lives. And after this whole episode, Elazar was told to take the machtos and to make them into a tzipui, into a cover for the Mizbeach, Zikaron of Bnei Yisrael. And we're told that this is supposed to be a memory for the children of Israel. Rabbi Abraham J. Twersky Zatzal noted that one of the unique features of man that distinguishes him from other animals is his ability to learn from history. In other words, unfortunately, man often fails to exercise this capacity. So those who fail to learn from history, though, are unfortunately doomed to repeat it. And Rabbi Twersky would often marvel at man's ability to recognize the fallacies in the decisions that everyone else makes, all the while failing to see the same in himself. Right? And the lesson here is that we need to take the lessons of history to heart and stand strong by that lesson. Finally, in the Haftorah, we actually go to the descendants of Korach, where we meet yet once again the argument that was made when Shmuel HaNavi, who is a descendant of Korach, Shmuel HaNavi turns to the people when they requested a change in leadership. And he turns and he says, Ashur mi lakachti v'chamor mi lakachti. Whose ox did I take? Whose donkey did I take? Rabbi Yamin Eisenberger, a fantastic, fantastic Talmud Chacham in Borough Park, noted the strong contrast between Korach and his great-grandson, Shmuel. While Korach was jealous of Moshe and Aaron because of the honor that they received, Shmuel introduces his opposition to the people's request to a king as not being jealous about the honor that the king would receive. I don't care. My bigger issue is the kavod that's due to the kavod of Hashem. And you guys need to understand that, you know, Shmuel was telling the people that I'm not interested. I've never been interested in the kavod. What I'm interested in is making sure that you do the right thing. In life, we have a responsibility to think less about the kavod that is due to us and instead be mechabed es habrios. And if we can keep that heart, that issue to light, Be'ezus Hashem will achieve fantastic things in the process. Shabbat Shalom to all.